15. And don't be disappointed, but I've got a non-Christmas message for you this morning. John 15, well, it's all about Christmas, so it's all about our Lord coming. How many can say amen? We know that. John 15, beginning at verse number 1, I want to read the first 7 verses of Scripture. And with the Lord's help this morning, I want to minister on the thought, strength for the journey. How many believe we need strength? How many recognize today that in every age, children of God have always had to depend on God? But I think there's something very unique about what I believe us living in the last days. We must depend on God. A lot of deception in the world. We need strength. It seems like the enemy is under attack. We live in a nation, I believe, that I think is under, that Christianity is under attack in this country. It is. And if you stand for the truth of the Word of God, you're looked at as, you're looked down upon. But that's all right. We're going to still stand for the Word of God, come what may. Verse 1, I am the true vine. We're in John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the Word. Someone say Word. Which I have spoken unto you, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And what does it say? And it shall be done unto you. Can you reach your hands this way? And I want us to pray this morning that the anointing power of the Holy Ghost would visit us. We need His touch and presence this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning. We honor You this morning. Have Your way, Lord, in this service. Be glorified, Lord, through this message. Open our mind and our heart to Your ways and Your Word. Guide us, Father. Lead us, Father, Lord, into those paths You have us to walk. And Lord, this morning we just look to You for strength. We look to You for guidance. We look to You for help. We know that You're able and willing this morning, and Your power, Lord, is sufficient for all of our needs. I just glorify You right now, Lord, for what You're about to accomplish. We know You're able and willing today. Thank You in advance for what You're going to do. Thank You for Your hand extended. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank You, Father, for Your touch this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Shake someone's hand before you're seated. Say, it's wonderful to see you in the Lord's house this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many will be honest and say you have re-gifted something? Something somebody gave you that you didn't take out of the package, you turn around and gave it to somebody else. How many will acknowledge that you've done that? All right. Someone said fruitcake. I've heard that already twice today. The greatest gift we've ever been given is God sending His Son to die on the cross for us. And are you ready for this? You can re-gift that. How many like that? You can give it to someone else. You can offer it. Hallelujah. I do want to encourage you right after service today as we're being dismissed. We have treat bags for everyone. It's got some fruit and candy in it. And I think we got enough to go around, but one per person as we're being dismissed today. And also tonight will be just a little bit different. I am not going to prepare something to preach tonight. I know that our kids may want to do some different things. I'm going to ask you tonight, if at all possible, come back. We're going to have some refreshments and some food afterwards. And folks, bring what you can, whatever you want to eat. But just like the Magi brought gifts to Jesus, I want to encourage you to bring your gift to the Lord tonight. I want you to bring your song. I want you to bring your testimony. I want you to bring your praise tonight. I'm going to bring my trumpet and try to play it just because I want to play it for Jesus. Not very good at it. Like I used to think I was good at it. But just a gift to Jesus tonight, and I want you to do the same thing. And don't let the enemy talk you out of standing and testifying for the Lord tonight. Are y'all with me tonight? We're just going to bring our gifts to the Lord, and we're just going to worship the Lord, going to have a good time of fellowship. Don't know how long it will be, short or long. However it is what it is, but we'll have refreshments and stuff afterwards. How many think that's a pretty good plan so far? All right, I've read for you the first seven verses of the 15th chapter of John. Such powerful scripture. I've heard these preached many, many times. But 3 points I want to gain before we move on. Verse number 3 tells us the source of being clean. I believe Jesus is my soap. Jesus is my water. He is the basin that goes into the temple there, and how, and I don't know if you've noticed this, when you read the Old Testament, it describes that basin, the footpiece was a polished mirror so that they would look in and they would see how they needed to cleanse themselves, and there at the basin, everything would be there. And I see that all wrapped up in the Word of God, because in the Word of God, I've got a mirror, a looking glass, and it provides the soap and the water for me to be clean. Jesus said, "You're clean through the word that I have spoken unto you." Someone say amen. Secondly, here in verses 4 and 5, we are totally dependent upon the vine. A branch in the Lord cannot survive unless it's plugged in. If you are cut off and separated from the vine, you will wither and die. And Jesus is saying, you've got to trust in me. You've got to be connected so that that sap flows from me to you. And so many people today feel like that they could do the work of God on human strength. But I will tell you this morning, a God-sized task that is before us must be executed with God-sized strength. Amen. And fourthly, in verse number 7, and I want to rehearse this verse one more time. I want you to prepare to turn to 2 Corinthians 3 right after I read this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. With Jesus as the true vine, this morning all things are possible. Brother Tim, healing for the body, salvation for the soul, deliverance for the captive. I believe Jesus provided all these things, and he will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Romans 8 tells us that if God be for us, who can be against us? He that withheld not his own son, how shall he not also with him, are you ready for this, freely provide all things? I believe in God, if we're plugged into him and we're connected to him, all things are possible. If you believe that, say amen. My thought today is we need strength for the journey. And I want us to look to the Lord. You know, the world is easily deceived. If you don't believe that, back up about a year and a half. On May the 21st last year, those that followed Harold Camping was told that the end of the world, the coming of the Lord, or the rapture, whatever, would occur on that day. Now, this man predicted an exact day, although the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour, but only God knows it. Say amen. And I don't know why people still attempt to do this, but that came and went. So he postponed it 5 months and said, no, it's October 21st. That came and went. Then he admit he was arrogant, that only he would know the day. Now, how many, we already understood that he was wrong before the days come about. And yet here, just the last Friday was the end of the Mayan calendar, and people talked about the doomsday of that. And I want you to know, the world hearing this stuff, when you come up to them and you tell them, well, Jesus is getting ready to come soon, they pass over like that's another failed doomsday prophecy. But I want to tell you, friend, that day will come. And those that are ready, I'll tell you, how quick will it happen? In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the dead in Christ would rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Forever will we be with the Lord. Can you say amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, two verses here. Verse 5 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. Read this with me. But our what? Our sufficiency is of God. I'm going to touch on that. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth. Hallelujah. But how many are glad? But the Spirit giveth life. We need more of the presence and power and the Spirit of God, not just in our church services. Somebody say amen. But we need to take it with us when we go into our homes, into our schools. Sufficiency. come from an original language word that I can't pronounce anyways. It means ability. And the root of that word means competent, ample, or fit. How many this morning you understand that you don't have it in yourself? You don't have the ability in you, and you've come over time, come on now, through many stumblings, through many failures. Oh, maybe I'm just the only one that stumbled and fallen. I'm sorry, you are the most holy, righteous church of the frozen dead. I don't know. We find out over time that we're fallible. Sometimes the Lord has to pop our balloon to get us to realize it ain't about us anyways. When we get our eyes up, and that's an interesting thing, because when you're down on your knees, well, you've got to look up. When you're on your face, you've got to look up. You ain't got no other way because you're already down at the lowest point, and we have to get to the lowest point before we lift our eyes and look up. And understand that our strength, this strength we need for the journey, comes from God and from God alone. I'm not looking to man. I'm not looking to my denomination. Hear me now. I'm not even looking to my congregation to give me strength for the journey. But I'm looking to Jesus today to get me across this river so that I make it to the other side. When I go through the problems and trials, headaches and heartaches of life, I lean on Him. I trust in Him because He is big. How many have heard the story? The footprints in the sand. It's two sets of footprints but he said, during the hard times of my life, I've seen only one set. And he asked the Lord, "Lord, why did you leave me?" And the Lord said, "I never left you. It was during those days I carried you." I like how one person said those two long straight lines in the sand is when I dragged you. Y'all get that? But we're trusting in the Lord, and we understand that the power is not about me and about you. Friends, I've fallen too many times. Hear me now. But I'm trusting in Jesus today. Someone say amen. We're only messengers today. The letter kills. May God allow, Brother Micah, may God allow the ministers of the gospel to minister the Spirit of God with the letter. And not just the killing letter. Don't get me wrong here, friends. How many know the Word of God is stiff and it's straight? We know that. But I don't know how many times I've seen preachers just beat people to death. Are y'all with me today? Understand the spirit by which I'm speaking. The word is true, and I'm not going to change that. But friends, if you're going to cut me open, put a little salve in there. Give me a little healing along with that. Amen. Let the word cut it out, but let me get healed too. Give me some encouragement. Give me something that uplifts me. Give me some of the Spirit of God that gives me life. Receive that in the spirit which I give it. Because friends, I believe the book from Genesis to Revelation. I believe in old-fashioned Holy Ghost holiness. Let's look at Ephesians 3. We're all right here together, not going to turn far. We'll go to Isaiah here toward the end of the message, but several of the writings of Paul here I want to touch on. Ephesians 3 and 16. That He would grant you. I want to make 3 points out of these verses here. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened. Here's the word. To be what? Strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Now, Paul praying for this church, God needs to give you what He has an abundant supply of. That is the strength of His Spirit in you. And I want to encourage our church, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, if you are not following and hungering after the gifts of the Spirit, if you don't have the power, the overcoming power of God in your life, then hunger for it and seek it and allow it to do the work on the inside that no amount of resolutions, no amount of promises. And don't tell me you've not got backed in the corner and start making promises to God, because we all have, only to fall yet once again. But it's when we depended on Him. We were stuck at the Red Sea till the salvation of God come along, and we passed it through the middle on dry ground. And that's the way He works today in the hearts of His children. Human strength won't get you across. We've got to have His strength for this journey. Notice the next verse, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, understand with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. One man said, "I don't care what you know as long as I know that you care." And friend, God, who knows it all, showed us that He cared by coming down, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. First of all, the source. We need strength. We've got to understand the source of this. The source of the strength is Jesus Christ through the provision of God. I want to tell you why I always preach Jesus. I want to tell you why I always preach the cross. Because I fear to get away from it. I don't want to stray away from that core, that everything that we receive today is based upon what Jesus did. The entire reason He came, the focal point of the advent of Him coming, was Mount Golgotha and what He done there. Amen. He is the source to what God provided in Him. Number two, the supply. Notice what it says here. It's based on, according to, supplied by His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Y'all, check it. How many ever get online if you got the privilege and check your bank account? How many could do that? I do that. Come on, who else does it? How many gets a bank statement once a month? Y'all don't got a bank account? We need to pray for y'all. I know a lot of you write checks and you didn't raise your hands. Are you embarrassed? Praise the Lord. Sometimes we look at what's in the bank and we just sort of scratch our head. Sort of tilt our head sideways and wonder. Amen. But friends, I want you to know I got a bank statement from heaven. I do. I got notified. I got online. Are you ready for this? I logged in. Praise God. I checked the history and it was there. Every transaction paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. I know there's power sufficient, and it's not based on me. It's according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He paid your price. Woo! Hallelujah. The supply is Him. Number three, the possibilities that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. He provides all things that pertain to life and godliness. Friends, in Jesus, we get the whole package. That's why I trust in Him. Let's go again to Colossians. Follow me for a few more minutes. I'm about to preach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord. Colossians 1:10. Follow me. I hear pages. I love to hear pages. I'm glad y'all just don't take my word for it. I really am. I don't want to be a pastor that attracts people to myself. But I want to be a man of God that leads people to Jesus. I want you to know what it says. Verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Here we go. Strengthened with all might. Catch this phrase. According to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, strengthened with all dunamis. That's the Greek word for that. It's where we get the modern-day word for dynamite. God is saying, I've got some dynamite for you. By His glorious power. Not just dynamite, but all dynamite. All power. If the believer today could grab a hold of the high privilege they have in Jesus Christ, Jesus come to set the captive free. Somebody say amen. Jesus come to give us victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means would harm you. I recall I began pastoring as an associate pastor with Lester Turner in January of 1983. And I pastored there till about September of 85. And I'm gonna have to confess this, because I was thinking about this story. I think we may have broke the law. Anyways, the church there, and I think Brother Richard's been to that church, ain't you, there on Hominy Mill? Back in Hazard. Cut out of the side of a cliff, and right there in a level place, there's a church there, and there is an old abandoned mine right underneath the hill, right across from where the church is at. Well, Brother Lester had the smart idea that we can pipe cool air out of the mine into the church and get free air conditioning. not knowing that this old abandoned mine potentially could have methane and different things in it. How many understand that that possibly we could have killed the whole church? We could have. God looks upon children and dumb people and watches over us. We're thankful. We're thankful for that. But in order to get back to that, we had an old hand auger and drilled holes back through solid rock and took tubes of gel dynamite and blasting caps, run them out to our vehicle battery, and we shook that mountain. I am serious. It was a whole, we shook it, and we blew enough stuff out of the way to finally get back there, and we made us a little fan that would blow air, and we blew air into the church. Free air conditioning. God was good to us. We didn't die. But thinking about dynamite, friends, dynamite can get the work done. Dynamite can remove the obstacles and the objects in your way. And you know, I believe that there is a bridge the enemy tries to attack our mind and enter our mind. I want the dynamite to blow the bridge up. Are you with me? I want him to shut out the enemy, the devil, so that we can rejoice and not have him in our mind. The devil don't belong in your mind. Somebody say amen. He don't belong on your back. He only belongs under your heel, child of God. Let's go to Isaiah 40. All dynamite. I've got all the dynamite I need today. Hallelujah, to be strengthened in the Lord. Isaiah 40, jumping down to the end of the chapter. How many knew where I was going here? Some of you Bible scholars should have known that. Verse 29. When I read this, the thought struck me that even the best human strength is not enough. Notice what it says here. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Verse 30 says, even the youths, the strength of the youth, the ones with the most stamina, naturally speaking, shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. And I believe included in verse 30 is all human sourced strength. Verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. I'm running this race, friends, and I feel a refreshing today. The Lord has put wind in my sails. He's put strength in my soul. And I feel like running for Jesus harder now than I've ever felt in my entire life. I meet people and they say, well, Brother Ted, you've been pastoring there for what, you know, for a while. I said, well, about 9.5 years. I said, I can tell you honestly, I enjoy preaching more now than when I'd come here 9.5 years ago. And it seems like the longer I go, Brother Tim, the harder I want to run and the more strength I have in the Lord. They shall walk and not faint. Let's go to the next chapter. Y'all ready? I'm enjoying this morning. Because God wants to strengthen the believer for the journey. Verse 10 in Isaiah 41 says this. Fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. Read this with me. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with, what does it say here, with the right hand. Who is at the right hand of God right now? Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The right hand of my righteousness. I believe God is saying here, I. Personal pronoun. Self-identification. God is saying, I'm doing this. I'm with you. I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you. And how I'm going to do it? I'm going to do it with my right hand. My strongest hand. Hallelujah. And I believe that represents Jesus. Let's lift our hands and praise Him this morning. If you're thankful that Jesus can provide strength to you, just worship Him right now. Lord, we honor You this morning. We adore You this morning. Thank You for Your touch. Thank You for Your power. Thank You for Your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Paul says in Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ. What? Who strengthens me. All things for the child of God. Sister Vicki, will you come to the piano this morning? All things. We have an all-sufficient Savior. And friends, I'll tell you today, he is our only source of strength. Why do we have to come to the end of ourselves before we look to the Lord? Think about that. Why do we have to fail and be broken before we finally do look to God? And we clearly see, I should have been looking to him all along. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning for your holy, precious word. Father, I thank you for each person that's come out to your house today. I thank you for amazing grace. I thank you for precious blood that's shed at the cross for me. And Lord, I receive everything you have for me today. Lord, I pray for each individual here this morning that you do a work in their heart. You do a work in their mind. You do a work in their life. Lord, do a work in their home, their family. Lord, I pray that you do a work in the realm of the influence they have. And God, you allow them to carry your love to someone they come in contact with. Lord, we acknowledge you in all of our ways today. Direct our path. Have your way this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. I want us to stand to our feet and just a few moments, we're going to come and gather around the altar, but can we just in concert just lift our hands and praise him for what he's done? Father, we just thank you this morning. We honor you this morning. Thank you that you come into a thin veil of flesh. Lord, that you walked amongst men. You understand us today. And thank you, Lord, that you still love us. Lord, we need strength for the journey. And our strength is not going to work. We're just trusting you today, Jesus. We're trusting you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way this morning. Glory to the Lamb of God. Have your way this morning, Jesus. I want us to come right now without hesitation. Let's gather around the altar. Kneel at your seat. Find a place and call upon Jesus this morning.